shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet. This is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of the International Happy Station Show. It's nice to have you with me for the next 55 minutes. Yes, 55, your lucky number. And we have a show jam-packed today. Now, there was something actually that happened last week on April the 4th that we didn't get in last week's show. And the reason for that is because last week's show was actually recorded before the 4th of April. But there was something actually that happened on the 4th and the 5th that I think I may have talked about in past programs, but I decided we'll take the recorder out into the street and give you sort of a play-by-play action, if I can describe it that way, of what was going on. At the same time, on the 4th of April, it was also a very interesting day because I actually happened to meet three new people who came up to me to discuss one of my favorite subjects of all time. And no, it isn't that. No. Sorry, what do you hear? Music? No, it is music. No, it isn't, you know what. No, actually, it's food. Yes, of course, I love food. If you see any of my pictures, you'd understand what I mean by that. Anyway, that's what we have coming up on today's edition of the International Happy Station Show, plus a lot of good music. And I thought that today we would begin with something really warm. The reason is we're now here in Taiwan in our spring, which is actually going into summer. The date that this show is being recorded is April the 14th, and it is now the most humid day that we've had so far this year. It is nearly 95% humidity outside. The spring that we had seemed to last only 1 week, and before that there was a lot of rain. So it's like we had a very odd season. So it's like, you know, summer, winter, fall and spring just kind of like zoom by, and if you don't pay attention, you just sort of miss it. At the same time, you know, it's warming up around the world, and many people are so sick of the winter. Yes, sick of the winter. We've had emails and Facebook messages that have been coming in from listeners in Europe who are tired of the winter and are very happy that spring is here and summer is just around the corner. And some of you are saying, you know, oh, I should have taken that winter vacation in a tropical climate. Yes, well, we can't offer that, but we can offer some music from the tropics. So we're going to have a little bit of calypso-style reggae music. The band is called Carl Zero, not Carl Zero, but Carl Zero, and the Wailers, from a CD called Hi-Fi Calypso with Nice Time. And hopefully you will be having a nice time with us here on the International Happy Station.
Yeah.
kids. Your name, the milk. The sound and the silk. Forever. I said I'll stay strong. Did we go wrong? It all began so fine. The honey and the milk, the sound and the silk, forever. Empty bed. No more nice time. No more love signs. No more honor. No more silk. Forever.
Zero and the Wailers beginning today's edition of the International Happy Station Show with Nice Time, and hopefully you will be having a nice time with us. In the control room today is Johan Backer, our production assistant, who actually is leaving us for a few weeks. He's heading back to the Netherlands to visit his family. And also Kevin Lee, our technician, who actually just doesn't do the technical work for this show, but he mixes jazz for the asking, and he also transmits many of our programs. Now, something actually that I wanted to mention. There is some big news concerning Happy Station coming up. Some very, very big news. Let me see if I can give you a little bit of a clue. I don't want to say anything today, but... there's a particular region of the world that we were on, and then we went off, and we were only available now in one particular way. But we're coming back the other way. What is that about? Well, stay tuned to the show, maybe next week, maybe the week after. You don't know when I will say it. But we actually have an announcement to make coming up very soon, especially for listeners in the Caribbean and South America who listen to this program, as well as to parts of North America. So stay tuned to find out all the details. Now, I want to say hello to a listener of ours by the name of... Let me find it. And I can't find it again. Typical of me. No, here it is. He's from Brazil. His name is Osmar Notato en Lima, and he lives in Brazil. And he commented about last week's show where we played the song Habibi, Habibi, which is actually sung by a Brazilian singer by the name of Gal Costa. But Habibi in Arabic means love, love, darling. Yes, yes. He happens to enjoy it very much. So I think, you know, since he enjoyed that Brazilian song, maybe we should have a little bit more for him today and to all our other listeners in Brazil. So the singer we're going to take a listen to actually is one of my favorite singers from the region. His name is Chico Cesar, and the song, translated from Portuguese into English, is called Excuse Me, Dude. Chico Cesar from Brazil with Excuse Me, Dude, here on the International Happy Station. If you wish to get in touch with us and find out all the other programs from PCJ, check out our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and you can listen to this program again, as well as Nash Holos, Jazz for the Asking, The Stuff File, and many others at www.pcjmedia.com. And if you're there, you can also email me. Just click on Email Keith, and I will get that email directly. And if you're on Facebook, just do a search for PCJ Media. Join the group, and that's all you need to do. And don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Add me as one of your friends. I don't bite, unless you want me to. My last name, of course, is spelled P-E-R-R-O-N. That's P-E-R-R-O-N, first name, Keith. Okay, April 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th was a very interesting 4 days here in Taiwan. Now, we didn't run this on last week's show, only because last week's show was recorded before that, because I was busy with something else. Normally, we don't record that far in advance. But anyway, what happened was we couldn't use it in the show because it was already done. But that weekend was an interesting day because it is known here in Taiwan as the Day of the Dead or the Festival of the Dead. And it's a holiday that's a national holiday where people take off and they go and clean the graves of loved ones. Now, that sounds actually quite peaceful and everything. But there is a noisier aspect to it, which is quite fascinating. And I have to tell you, it is very interesting to see. It is very, very fascinating because you don't really see it. For example, if you go to China, they don't do this in China. They don't do this in Hong Kong, or they do it, but it's a lot more quieter and a lot more subdued. Here in Taiwan, it really is part of the traditional culture. And it is absolutely fascinating. And it's all the temples that gather and they do one thing. So we took our microphone out and our digital recorder and we recorded this. Well, I thought that today, actually, I'd give you a little sample of how noisy Taipei is. You hear the firecrackers going off. You hear dogs barking. You hear some very traditional Buddhist music. And that's because Monday, the 3rd of April and the 4th of April is a national holiday here in Taiwan. It's called the Day of the Dead. Now, what is exactly the Day of the Dead? Well, it's the day that people go to the grave sites of their family members and clean them up and try to get rid of all the evil spirits. Now, this is the reason why there are a number of temples right now parading through many of the streets in Taipei. They're going around the streets, letting off firecrackers, playing the music to get rid of the evil spirits. Now, let me try to give you a visual description of what I can see, actually. This is just from our building, where PCJ is located. I mean, our studio is right here, actually. There are five different gods. Well, not real gods, it's costumes of gods. And each of them represent something else. Either becoming wealthy, good health, happiness, and then, of course, the musical instruments, the gongs, the drums, and the letting off firecrackers. Now, how this works, actually, is what they do is they go to the various different temples that you will find in any specific area. They will stop in front of the temple, let off some firecrackers, and then move on to the next one. Now, they're actually in front of one right now. Now, I know that some of you are thinking it sounds pretty noisy. Well, actually, it is. These kind of activities don't go on every single day. They're only specific to certain times of the year. And just off in the distance, maybe about, less than 300 meters away, is another temple parade that are also doing the same thing. Now, this actually will continue from now, which is probably around 8 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Off in the distance, like I said, there's another temple parade. And this is an interesting one because they actually have a couple of dragons that do this dance in the street in front of the various temples. It is quite fascinating to see. And if you live in Taipei for as long as I have, you'd think, the noise would drive you crazy. But like I said, it only is at specific times of the year. And every time I see it, it is still quite fascinating. It is absolutely fascinating because you don't see this anywhere else. You don't see this kind of thing in China. You don't see this kind of thing in Hong Kong, except maybe Chinese New Year. But here in Taiwan, this is really part of the tradition. So, that's actually what's going on this long weekend. Oh, there you go. Yes.
And what I should mention, actually, when you hear the firecrackers going on off like that, they actually have, you can sort of call them portable temples. And when they let off the firecrackers, actually, they run these portable temples over the firecrackers. Anyway, that's, like I said, what's going on here. You hear a couple of dogs barking. I don't know whose they are, but usually when they let off the firecrackers, the dogs also start going crazy as well. Anyway, we're going to continue now with more music, and then we'll go back inside where things are a little bit more quiet.
We've been running away from something we both know. We've long run out of things to say, and I think I better go. So don't be getting excited when you hear that slamming door, 'cause there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. And we've been hiding from something that should have never gone this far, but after all, it's what we've done that makes us what we are. And you've been talking in silence, but if it's silence you adore, hold every one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. Hold every one less set of footsteps on your floor. One less man to walk in, one less pair of jeans upon your door, one less voice of talking. But tomorrow's a dream away, today has turned to dust. Silver tongue has turned to clay, and your golden rule to rust. If that's the way that you want it, well, that's the way I want it more. 'Cause there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. On your floor, one less man to walk in, one less pair of jeans upon your door, one less voice to talk in. But tomorrow's a dream away, when today has turned to dust. Your silver tongue has turned to clay, and your golden rule to rust. If that's the way that you want it, well, that's the way I want it more. 'Cause there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. But every one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning.
The wonderful Jim Croce and one less set of footsteps here on the International Happy Station. And before that, a little sample of what was going on between the second, third, fourth, and fifth year in Taiwan for a holiday known as the Day of the Dead. Very exciting, actually. And some people have written me before because I've talked about these different festivals where they let off firecrackers and everything, and people have written me saying, oh my God, how do you deal with the noise? And actually, you get used to it, and it isn't all the time. It's only, you know, during certain holidays. Okay, now the month of April is Jazz Appreciation Month, and this was named Jazz Appreciation Month by the Smithsonian. And it, of course, is the year where the most, the classical music of the United States is appreciated for the contributions that it made to the world of music. And there's a lot of special activities that are taking place, not just in the United States, but around the world. And I want to take this opportunity to tell you about the next edition of Jazz for the Asking, which will be made available very soon, in a few days from now. We're going to be taking a listen to a concert from 1973 recorded by Swedish radio, the one and only Duke Ellington, who is probably the, if you think jazz and jazz in the United States, he is probably the first person that would come to mind. That's coming up on the next edition of Jazz for the Asking. So we're going to have now a little bit of Duke Ellington with an early recording called The Duke Steps Out here on Happy Station. Duke Ellington and his orchestra with the Duke steps out, and Duke Ellington is going to be our special feature on the next edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio. You're listening to the International Happy Station. If you wish to get in touch with us, you can always contact us via Facebook, Twitter, and of course our own website, pcjmedia.com. Now, as I mentioned a moment ago, the 2nd to 5th of April was a holiday here in Taiwan, and I was busy doing something else, and I had one day of the holiday that I was free, so I decided to head downtown. So I got off the MRT. The MRT, the station name is Ximen, located in the Ximending area of Taipei. As I was exiting the station, three gentlemen came up to me. Yes, for a moment I thought they were going to trying to sell books or trying to sell something. And they said, oh, we want you to try some food. And I was like, okay, this is a new one. Yeah, what are they trying to sell? What are they trying to sell? Cookbooks, you know? Or do they have a restaurant that they wanted me to go and try out? But no, they're actually studying English at the moment. They're actually studying law, but they need to study English. And it was a project that they had to do from their professor to go up to native speakers who live in Taiwan, or maybe who are visiting Taiwan, and have them try weird and unusual foods. But what they didn't realize is that I've been here for a while, so there is nothing weird or strange that I don't know about. And after we talked for a bit and they did an interview with me, I said to them, okay, I'll do the interview with you on one condition, that I can interview the three of you for my program. So after we did the little thing about food, we sat down, had a coffee, and we recorded a little piece, which is actually quite a lot of fun, and I think you'll find it interesting and well. Their names are Tom, Jonathan, and Peter.
Our English teacher wants us to interview the foreigners, to make an interview to foreigners to improve our conversation technique. So we have to decide our own title. So because we think that foreigners in Taiwan, the special things in Taiwan is we have a lot kind of food, and some foods are very strange. So we think that to ask the foreigners to ask them what they think about the food, it will be very interesting. So that's how we decide our topic.
Now, when I first met you, it was at the Ximen MRT, which is in the Ximending area of Taipei, that I've talked about before in past programs. And it was raining, and when we went out in the street, and you said you wanted me to try certain foods, trust me, I thought you had a supermarket going on, because you had a backpack, Jonathan, and Peter had a backpack, and you were taking all kinds of foods. How did you decide what foods you wanted me to try, or you wanted other people that you went up to try?
The food that a foreigner think is special, that's what we pick to let a foreigner try.
So here, let me ask you, Peter, give me a special food from Taiwan. What do you think, if somebody said to you, Peter, you know, I've never been to Taiwan before, what is something, a special food from your from Taiwan?
I think the most special food is from the night market. Just like pig blood cake or stinky tofu, that's very popular in Taiwan.
So the foods that you had, what were some of the foods that you had, you know, in your backpacks today, asking people to try anonymously and surprisingly?
We have like preserved eggs. That's like a duck egg, and it makes of special ways. And we have some like organs, because we know that...
Wait. You mean you had organs? You had a heart and a liver inside your bag?
Yes. Yeah, we have cooked livers, and we have the pig ears. The meat of pig's ears. Yeah, that's in Taiwan, where it's common for people to eat that for a snack or for meal, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't think that in other countries will eat like such meat like that. So, we bought some and we would like them to try it.
So let me ask you. I mean, Taiwan geographically is not that big, but one thing actually that's very unique about Taiwan is that you can even go from north to south. From one neighborhood to the next neighborhood, only a few streets away, and you find something that's very unique to that area. Let me ask you, Jonathan, if I said to you, okay, how would you describe, let's say, the food in northern Taiwan compared, let's say, to the food in southern Taiwan? Is there a big difference?
The taste of southern Taiwan are usually sweet, and the northern Taiwan is usually salt. And many things are they're in northern Taiwan and they're in southern Taiwan, but they cook differently, so they will taste differently.
So you could actually have, let's say, the same food, the same kind of dumpling, but in Taipei it will taste different from southern Taiwan.
Yes, in northeast Taiwan, the dumpling is more salty. But at the southern of Taiwan, the dumpling is more sweet. The southern Taiwanese like sweet food more, yeah.
Now, one of my personal favorites that I've talked about before on the show is beef noodle. And people may think, oh, there's only one type of beef noodle. Actually, no, there isn't. There's many different types of beef noodle. Some of them are more spicy than others. Do you personally like all of them, or do you have a particular favorite?
In my opinion, I don't like their beef noodle are seasoned too strong. I like the just beef and beef soups, but not so much seasoned.
What about you, Jonathan?
In my opinion, I would like the beef noodle with spicy oil on it, and I think it's influenced by Sichuan.
Okay, so we have one non-spicy, one spicy. Peter, you have to break the tie here, or do you like both of them?
I like both of them. For me, I'm not a vegetarian. I like all the meals that include meat. So I think of the beef noodle, every kind of beef noodle I like, I would like it.
Now, all three of you are in university. You're in university for a few more years. You're studying English right now. Is this what you're all planning to go into, or do you have other careers as well that you would like to pursue?
We all majored in law. We study English just because
we have to
study that. That's in actually in nearly every major in Taiwan. We have every college student have to study English in Taiwan. Yeah, nearly every.
And for law, do you have any idea of what kind of? I mean, if I said to you right now, what kind of lawyer do you want to be? Do you want to be a corporate lawyer? Do you want to be a criminal lawyer? Do you want to be an international trade lawyer? Do you want to be an immigration lawyer? Or do you want to be like a celebrity lawyer, like you see in other countries?
I don't know. I'm study all the subject and try to find out which one that is most interesting, but I'm still thinking about that question.
You know what's going to happen in about 30 years from now? Your picture's going to be on the newspaper. Celebrity lawyer wins $5.5 billion law case. What about you, Peter?
In my opinion, I like to be judge more. Yeah, I don't want to be a lawyer.
So a judge. I'm just trying to picture you with a white wig.
Oh, yes. Yes. Just old style.
Old style. Well, thank you very much for the three of you, and hopefully your studies will go very well. And I'm going to ask you one final question. I want each of you to give a different answer, okay? Taiwan, as I've told my audience before, is sort of like an unknown treasure in Southeast Asia. There's a lot here, but nobody knows about it because it's either shadowed by places like Thailand, Indonesia, and China. So Taiwan is like an undiscovered place. If you had to choose one thing that you would recommend for people to come here and see, for the reason to come here and see, what would it be? Now, we're going to do it counterclockwise, so I'll begin with you, Tom.
That's a big question. But if I have to say one place or one sightseeing place, I'll say Kugong, Forbidden Palace Museum.
National
Palace Museum, yeah. Because, because we bring a lot of things from China here, then all the treasure are here, yeah.
Well, and this is actually true, all the really expensive and most treasured items from the Forbidden City in Beijing are actually here in Taiwan now. Okay, so we have the Forbidden City, the National Palace Museum. What about you, Jonathan?
I think Taiwan has many beautiful mountains and beaches. And the special thing is that you can go to a mountain and then go to the beaches in the afternoon in the same day because it's very close.
Now, finally, Peter, what about you?
I think Taiwan is a special place because not only his weather, his climate, he has a very cold climate, but he also have very hot climate. And not just in weather, but political or geographic. Yeah, Taiwan is a special place.
He even talks like a judge, doesn't he? All right, guys. Well, thank you very much. And I wish you good luck on your future endeavors.
And I was speaking there with Tom, Jonathan, and Peter, three university students who are studying law but also need to study English at the same time. And it was sort of an exchange. I said, well, you can interview me as long as I can interview you. A lot of fun. All right, you're listening to the International Happy Station. We're now going to take a listen to a singer, actually, who I like very much. For many years, she was with the Miami Sound Machine, and she then had a solo career. Now, one of her CDs, oh, by the way, her name is Gloria Estefan. One of her CDs is called Mitira. And Gloria Estefan is originally from Cuba. Well, her family is. And this is a CD made up of well-known Cuban songs and rhythms. It is absolutely fantastic. The song is called Si Señor, here on La Estación de la Alegría and the Happy Station Show.
Si señor, es mi son, cómo no, cómo no. Bailador, bailador, vengo el son, si señor, cómo no. Sí señor, es mi son, cómo no, cómo no. Bailador, bailador, vengo el son, sí señor, cómo no.
Tengo este son que es fruto de inspiración, que viene del monte y del campo de caña. Un canto alegre lleno de tradición, como sol que asoma atrás de la montaña, que nace del alma, lleno de cielo azul y palmas. Sí señor, yo tengo mi son.
Sí señor, es mi son, cómo no, cómo no. Bailador, bailador, vengo ser son, sí señor, cómo no. Sí señor, es mi son, cómo no, cómo no. Bailador, bailador, vengo ser son, sí señor, cómo no.
Café y tabaco es el corazón del son, con el ritmo del galope de un caballo. Coger el paso y coge la entonación, grita tu alegría como el cantío de un gallo. Comenzó la verbena y aroma de albahaca y hierba buena. Siento ya, en baila mi son.
Sí señor, es mi son, cómo no, cómo no. Bailador, bailador, vengo el son, sí señor, cómo no.
Ritmo de alborozo, de risa y de gozo, música de vida y fiesta con mi son sabrosón.
Sí señor, cómo no, dale bien, dale bien. Bailador, bailador, coger el vaivén con sabrosura.
Yo le canto a todo el mundo y les brindo mi alegría con el cariño profundo que en mi tierra es garantía. Dice así,
dale bien, bailador, bailador, cógele el vaivén con sabrosura.
Una sola humanidad, con un solo corazón, con una sola piedad que al fin nos traiga paz y amor. Quiera Dios.
Dale bien,
con sabor.
Bailador, bailador,
qué bueno el guateque.
Con el vaivén,
ay qué bien,
con sabrosura. Dale bien,
por favor.
Bailador, bailador,
aprieta tu paso.
Con el vaivén,
tú también,
con sabrosura.
Música de vida y fiesta con mi son sabrosón.
Sí señor, cómo no, dale bien, bailador, bailador, cógele el vaivén con sabrosura. Dale bien, bailador, bailador, cógele el vaivén con sabrosura.
Yo le que en mi tierra garantía, dice así,
dale bien,
con sabor,
bailador, bailador,
qué bueno está esto,
con el vaivén,
ay qué bien,
con sabrosura, dale bien,
apúrate,
bailador, bailador,
que está amaneciendo,
este son se acabó, sí señor, cómo no,
qué caray.
The wonderful Gloria Estefan with Si Señor here on the International Happy Station, of course, and La Estación de la Alegría. Bon, maintenant je vais parler en français juste un peu, parce que nous avons trois auditeurs qui écoutent cette émission, qui vivent en France. Ils s'appellent Fabrice Sivald, en Paris, Florent, qui est aussi à Paris, et Tiffany, qui vit à Marseille. Vous désirez écouter une chanson de les années 30 et 40, le vrai chanson, oui, le vrai français chanson. Alors, maintenant, une chanson pour vous trois, et aussi pour tous nos auditeurs de la communauté francophone en Europe et aussi au Canada. C'est la chanson de Charles Trenet qui s'appelle « Je chante ». So for all our francophone friends, here's the wonderful Charles Trenet with « Je chante ».
Je chante soir et matin, je chante sur mon chemin. Je chante, je vais de ferme en château, je chante pour du pain, je chante pour de l'eau. Je couche la nuit sur l'herbe des bois, les mouches ne me piquent pas. Je suis heureux, j'ai tout et j'ai rien, je chante sur mon chemin. Les elfes, divinité de la nuit, les elfes couchent dans mon lit. La lune se faufile à pas de loup dans le bois pour danser avec nous. Je sonne chez la comtesse aujourd'hui, personne, elle est partie. Elle n'a laissé qu'un plat de riz pour moi, me dit un laquais chinois. Je chante, mais la faim qui m'affaiblit tourmente mon appétit. Je tombe soudain au creux d'un sentier, je défaille en tombant et je meurs à moitié. Et gendarme qui passait sur le chemin, gendarme, je tends les mains. Pitié, j'ai faim, je voudrais manger, je suis tout léger, léger. Au poste, d'autres moustaches m'ont dit, au poste, oh mon ami, oui, 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 se roule le chanteur, le vagabond, on va vous enfermer, oui, votre compte est bon. Non, Ficelle, tu m'as sauvé de la vie, Ficelle, sois donc béni, car grâce à toi, j'ai rendu l'esprit, je me suis pendu cette nuit, et depuis je chante. Je chante soir et matin, je chante sur les chemins. Je hante les fermes et les châteaux, un fantôme qui chante, on trouve ça rigolo. Et je couche la nuit sur l'herbe des bois, les mouches ne me piquent pas. Je suis heureux, ça va des plus fins, et je chante sur mon chemin.
The one and only Charles Trenet with Je Chante for three of our listeners in France, Fabrice, Florent, and Tiffany. So, there you go. Now, a few weeks ago, I promised on the program that we'd be doing a whole show of Burt Bacharach music. Unfortunately, we didn't get around to it, only because some other things came up, but actually that show is actually recorded, but it hasn't aired yet. But I'll be announcing very soon when that show will be going to air. Also coming up very soon, as I mentioned, we actually have a special announcement to make here on Happy Station for a specific area, the Caribbean, South America, and North America, because a number of you actually requested it over the last year. So something is going to be done, but I'm not going to tell you right away what it is. You will have to stay tuned to find out what it is. Now let me name off some song titles. Lost Angel, Sad Man, She's a Lady, Someone Like You, Stranger, That Perfect Girl. Now, many of you are saying, I've never heard of those songs before. Well, let me mention the singer's name, Kent John. Who is Kent John? Well, he is from Dominica, English Dominica. He lives here in Taiwan, and he is a singer. And every weekend, he performs in the area that we recorded the interview with the three students that you heard just a while ago. And I'd seen him there for a number of years. And then one day, when I was walking by, I had my recording equipment. I thought, hey, why don't we do an interview with this guy? It's interesting stuff. So we actually have a couple of his CDs. We did a short interview, and we're going to be bringing to you that on next week's edition of Happy Station. Okay, now, before we go, if you wish to get in touch with us, our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. And, of course, don't forget to visit our website, www.pcjmedia.com. And you can catch all of our tweets. You can catch all our programs like Finally Fridays, National List, the Stuff File program, Switzerland in Sound, Classic Media Network, Media Network Plus, The Kelly Alexander Show, Jazz for the Asking, and a new series that we started from Radio Netherlands Worldwide called Hear the World. Next thing is, some of you have asked me what happened to the streams that you had. Actually, the streams are still there, but the audio feeds now are only for our partner stations that relay our programming live. We decided to separate the streams, so we have one for partner stations and then one for listeners. And the one for listeners, we actually did a test this past week at 128K, a technical bit rate, and it seems to actually be working quite well, so we will have the listener streams posted very soon at our website. Don't, of course, forget to add us in your Facebook, if you wish, just do a search for PCJ Media, click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. You can take part in the discussions and everything else. And while you're on Facebook, don't be afraid, don't be shy, as I mentioned, just add me as one of your friends. My name is spelled first, Keith, K-E-I-T-H, family name, P-E-R-R, yes, like a double barrel, round as a barrel, yes, P-E-R-R-O-N. Okay. That's it. That's all we have time for on this edition of the International Happy Station. It's been a lot of fun to have you with me. So, on behalf of our production assistant, Johan Backer, who's heading back to the Netherlands for a few weeks to visit his family, on behalf of him, our technician, Kevin Lee, who does a marvelous job as always, and he doesn't just do this, he does, like I said, many, many other things, on behalf of them and myself, this is Keith Perron saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.